Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. I am so excited to be here once again and been out running some errands and enjoying being out and moving and having the abilities to just enjoy the world around us, just enjoy the things that are going on. And I'm hoping that you've been able to do the same thing, and that as you're experiencing some of the different things that are going on in our everyday lives, that you can find the blessing in that, you can find the hope in that, and you can find the excitement in that, and the ability to do and to be and to experience is so exciting. I do want to let you know that we are on the BBS radio here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check the listening guides for the time and your location as to when you can catch the programs on all those days. And we also do have our website, which is whitewolfapril.com, and you can go in there and find out when I'm going to be traveling. And who knows, I may be in your area doing some classes or doing some workshops or open forum events in your area. So you're going to want to watch for that in the areas of events on that website. And you can also, if you're interested in or know someone who's interested in hosting someone such as myself, have them send me an email, april@whitewolfapril.com, and maybe the way that we can get into your area and come and offer some things right on site and right in the local areas where you're at. We have another site that has, it's a kind of a social networking area where you can ask questions and where you can communicate and read and see if there's any messages that may be posted there for you. It's called acrosstheveil.ning.com. You don't want to put any www on that, because if you do, it says it's not a valid site. I had a gal yesterday that had called me, and she was having a little bit of problems getting on, and she couldn't figure it out. And sure enough, she was typing in www, so you don't want to put that there. Just type in the name, acrosstheveil.ning.com. And that site is, like I said, it's a great place. It's very similar formatted to the radio programs, where I share insight as it comes to me and as I answer questions that people post there as well. It's very open forumed, and it's a nice way to communicate. And sometimes you may find a message in there just for you that maybe came through while you were, while I wasn't on the air, or knowing that you were going to check the area, the that site out, and they'll have led me to give a message that way there as well. Another site that we have is energyemerging.ning.com. Once again, don't use the www. And this site is geared towards healing. This site is geared towards a place to enter in your request for healing, to have healing energy shared with you, to help activate that awakening of the energy within our bodies and within our space to begin a healing. And we're able to do that through sharing on that type of a networking area. It's also a place where others will post their requests and their needs, and it's a place where you can go as a healer and practice and share that energy back and help others to get better and to feel better as well. And as I've said numerous times, this healing does not always need to be physical, because many times we need healing on many levels. We need healing through grief. We need healing through emotional, spiritual, mind, body, and spirit, financially, all of those types of places, and this is a place where you can put in your requests, you can put in your needs, and other know that others that are connected to the site are sharing that energy of healing with you and are sending that and are distance activating of that healing going on. And it's also somewhere that you can bring healing to yourselves by practicing and by sending healing out to others as well. There's our catalog, which offers our classes and our retreats, and that type of events that we have going on is available on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. This is all, about 95 to 98% of our classes are now offered online, can be done through the internet, can be done through correspondence, can be done through, what do they call it? I'm just kind of completely lost my train of thought. Through conference call, there we go. And it's a way for you to be able to take the classes and not have to be here on site or have me there. It's a great way to be able to learn and expand our knowledge. I see that I have a caller. Lisa, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am wonderful.
I'm actually just calling about work. I wanted to know if you could see that possibly improving soon for me.
Okay. Are you in a transitional place with work? Because I'm feeling like there's some changes going on. Or is it a case that there's some boss changes happening? There's some kind of change happening in the work environment.
Well, yeah, that's probably true because I have been out of work for a while.
Okay.
So I guess you could say transition.
Kind of some transition stuff happening. Okay, because it feels like there's changes going on, like you're going maybe from one to another into a new environment, into a new workforce. And one of the things I'm picking up is that you're tending to look in the wrong direction.
Really?
That you're tending to focus your energy. It feels like you're trying to focus your energy too much on the money end of it. I know that we all need that and we all need to have and make the money mm-hmm. that we're worth and you know, if we do get a job, we have to put that time in there. But it feels like the focus is a little bit off.
Got you. That could be accurate.
Okay, it feels like the focus is just a tad bit off. It's not to say it's bad. It's just they're just kind of giving you a little bit of insight and saying adjust your focus just a little bit, and that's going to help. That's going to help you move into the right direction, and that you're kind of not actually looking. It's like you're standing here looking at. They're showing. I don't know if you've ever seen like where kids play. Like little league ball and there's like four big fields together. They're showing me a visual of that, and you're kind of like standing in the middle of this, and there's four arenas of where you could go, and you're not focusing your attention in the right direction, is what they're saying.
Got you. So instead of it being on money, it should be actually on the pursuit of the passion.
Correct. And I think that's one of the areas that you could kind of sit down and just analyze in your own mind and say, okay, where do I need to go with this? What do I need to do with this? And that type of thing. And they're going to give you guidance. They're going to be there for you. They're going to help. They're going to help you by putting things in front of you that are going to make you go, ew, I don't want to do that. Or they're going to put things in front of you that are going to say, that looks interesting.
Okay, good. I would like that. They need help.
they're
guidance,
Definitely. And they're saying that's what they're there for, and that's what we need to learn to trust, and we need to learn to work with, is knowing that as we look at that, that those feelings and those sensations we get are there for a reason.
Got you.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Well, just one real quick one. I just got involved in a new relationship, and I just wanted to know what you could see, if you see anything going on with that.
You said you just got involved in this relationship. Have you known this person before the relationship?
Yes.
Because it feels like a kindredness.
Yeah, I've known him for a while.
Okay. It feels like a kindred energy. It feels like a kindred knowledge of one another. It feels like it's going to be fine. It feels like it's... I'm not seeing any red flags, and I'm not seeing where you know, one person's going to give more than the other. It is going to take work. It is going to take dedication is one of the words I'm hearing. To help bring it forward, and patience. There's going to need to be patience. There's going to be windows of times where it feels like you're moving forward and everything's going great, and then all of a sudden it's like, why haven't I gotten a phone call, or why haven't we seen it? That type of thing.
So yeah, that already is happening, so it makes sense.
Is it? Okay. It feels like it's going to require some patience. It also feels like that there is also the potential for another relationship there for you as well.
What do you mean?
That there is potentially another person out there that you could actually connect with.
Okay. I think I understand.
Okay. It's the relationship you're in is fine, but there's also potential for another relationship that's going to open up down the road.
How far down?
Are we ready for it to open
up?
It feels like it's, I want to say it feels like it's going to be within like a year window of time.
Okay.
That, you know, it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. It feels like there's something going, I'm not sure what this is about, and I've been seeing it since we started talking, so I'm going to kind of share it with you and let you sit with this and see where it takes you. But it feels like you're going to meet somebody, and I'm not as in a relationship as in a romantic relationship or that type of thing, but a relationship that you're going to form a tie that's going to be beneficial to you, and I'm actually seeing you meeting them in... And I don't know where you live, if you even have these, or if you travel to areas where they have them, kind of like where there's like a little outdoor patio and you're able to have like a sandwich, that type of thing. You're actually going to meet somebody in one of those situations that's going to kind of almost give you a challenge, which is going to move you forward and spin you forward into directions that you want to go.
Is a business-related person, you think?
That's what it feels like. That's why I'm saying just kind of sit with this for a while, because I don't see, like I said, I don't see it as a relationship, and I don't see the challenge as in like, oh my gosh, how do I figure this out? It's more of the kind of like that, like a puzzle that makes you think about it type of thing. Like whatever the information is they're sharing with you, it's kind of like you're going to go home and you're really going to sit with it, and you're going to be like, ah, okay, that type of thing with it, as if it's a challenge that way, but not a challenge in a negative vibration, but one to stimulate your mind.
Got you.
So I'll you may want to kind of be aware for that.
Got you, definitely.
I'm seeing sandwiches and like glasses of iced tea, that kind of setting, environment.
Yeah, we have a lot of those in my neighborhood, so...
Okay, well, that makes sense then, because I don't know your area. Here, they don't exist. I'm just letting you know what I'm seeing, and you may want to just kind of be aware of that, and it may be the kind of thing where you're actually sitting there but hearing a conversation that's behind you. It feels kind of like, you know, you could actually get drawn into it because of the conversation that you're hearing.
Got you.
Okay.
Definitely. Cool.
Any other questions or any other concerns?
That was more than enough.
Super. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. As we're doing things and we're working through things in life, it's so interesting the way things will present themselves, and we'll have opportunities that will come forward, and all of a sudden we'll be sitting there and we'll be like, oh, wow. That really was something that was, I saw that, or I felt that, or I had an inkling of that, and that's exactly what it feels like is going to be happening for our last caller. But it's also something that I feel that we all need to be aware of within our own spaces, within our own lives. What are those little things that we're hearing? What are those little guidings that we're receiving? What is that little message that's coming out there that's saying, hey, listen to me. Hear what I have to say. I've got something I want to share with you. And those are the types of messages that oftentimes we catch in that, I call them like our still small voice or our guide or or a little leading that's going to grab a hold of us and is going to propel us into a place of higher awareness, because we're beginning to tune in, we're beginning to listen to that. I've had a number of people who will say to me, "What is that ringing going on in my ears? I've been to the doctor. I've spent hundreds of dollars on tests, and they tell me there's nothing wrong with my ears. Why are my ears ringing so bad? Why is this happening?" And I've had this question come to me so many times. And the answer is, they're trying to communicate. They're trying to get our attention. They're trying to send a message in. And every time that happens, I see what looks like a big old-time radio sitting out in the middle of a field. And as it's sitting there, the dials are being adjusted and fine-tuned, adjusted and fine-tuned, adjusted and fine-tuned, plus bringing some balance into our mental process and into our third eye, and into the voice and into the crown, opening all of that area up, bringing it into a positive balance, bringing it into a positive resonation, and removing the clutter of our mind will oftentimes help us be able to open up and clear that ringing, and then be able to hear those messages, be able to hear that little bit of guiding, kind of like if you're sitting in a little diner and you hear a conversation going on behind you and you turn around and there's nobody there. It's that type of communication that's going to help open up for you. Or it may be that your guides are trying to give you a little bit of nudging and a little bit of guidance. For example, maybe you're wanting to drive home and normally you go a certain route, but all of a sudden you're hearing that you should go another route, but you keep fighting that feeling. I don't want to go that way. That's the long way, or that's going to have to take me through town, and I'd rather not have to go through town. I want to go my normal way, and the ringing will get louder. It's because our guides are trying to get our attention, and they're trying to lead us, and they're trying to get us to move forward in that direction and in that manner. I've had numerous occasions where that has happened. I'll pull up at an intersection and being ready to go a certain way, and they'll tell me, "Nope, go the other way." And I've learned, I don't argue anymore. I go the way they tell me to go. It has saved me numerous times on getting stuck behind accidents or getting stuck in road conditions that aren't favorable or that type of thing. We need to learn to listen to that, and we need to learn to listen to that guidance. And the more that we do, the more that that noise or that ringing or that feeling within our ears will shift and will change, making it so that we can connect and we can get a hold of that a little bit easier. It also is coming in as a fact and a formation of our bodies are having to adjust. The frequencies of things going on around us in the world are changing so dramatically, moment by moment by moment by moment. I was sharing with a listener as we were visiting yesterday that had given me a phone call, and we were talking. I was sharing with him how about 10 years ago there was some journaling that was coming through, and the messages were big. People need to begin to be prepared for the change that's going to come within the frequencies, within the vibration that's going on within the planet, that's going on within our cities, that's going on within the galaxies, which is going on everywhere. And that as this frequency and as this is happening, things such as ears ringing, things such as bodies with different aches and different things creating different reactions within our bodies, and how we need to learn how to tune that in. We need to learn how to fine-tune that in so that as we're doing that, we can be on target and we can be online for the purpose and the walk and the things that we're doing, and being able to stay up with the frequencies, being able to stay up with the things that are happening. The changes that are coming in, as if many of you will notice, if you sit back and are aware, how much easier is it now for example, clairvoyance energy to be caught and to be seen and to be activated than it was, say, 5 years ago, than to say a year ago. The things are changing so dramatic. I like to think that the veil is getting thinner in the sense that we're able to open and communicate, and we're able to resonate and move into that place of change and into that place of vibration and frequency that is needing to be adjusted to and is needing to have an awareness brought forward. And those are the type of things that we all need to work with. That's a vibrational change that many of us need to adjust with. And it's just that learning to fine-tune, learning to adjust. It's, as you do that, you're going to find that, oh, I don't feel so achy. Oh, I don't feel so whatever the different things may be coming in at. It's going to help you become a little bit more aware of that and knowing which direction and which way to go with how things are happening in the universe around us. I see that I have another caller. Nathaniel, go ahead. Hello, Nathaniel. Hello. Hello? Is Nathaniel there? Nope, I guess we don't have him. That's okay. He'll try again, I'm sure. We talking about adjusting our frequencies and adjusting our abilities to be able to function in the many things that are going on around, and hearing those little adjustments that are needed to be made through learning to listen, learning to quiet our minds. And that's another one of the many steps that we can take, is being able to quiet our mind, being able to shut down from the things that are going on in our everyday lives and from the things that are going on around us that are really important, that are really crucial to us, so that we can then be sensitive, so that we can then be open to hear the messages, so that we can then hear the leading and the guidance that they're trying to give us. Maybe it's your guide trying to bring a message forward. Maybe it's the angelic realm just coming around to let you know that everything is okay. And maybe it's a loved one trying to bring a message of comfort to us as we're going through life. I see Nathaniel is back. Nathaniel, this is April.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
How are you this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Super. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to see if any of my guides or my people were coming through. Or
okay. One of the things that I'm hearing to share with you, Nathaniel, is the message, the theme of the program has kind of unwinded to be becoming more sensitive, becoming more open, and hearing a little bit more of what's going on and hearing a little bit more of that guiding. And I feel a little bit of this message has some pertinence for you. They're showing that as you're developing your spirituality more, I think we talked about that one time, how you're beginning to develop your intuition and how you're starting to work with the, what I think was it, what'd you call it, your,
sense?
Yeah, yeah. And some of that is that learning to hear and learning to listen and being able to shut out the clutter of what goes on in our everyday lives. And I know you have it just as well as I do. You know, we need to be able to work through that, and adjusting ourselves and our vibrations to that is something that I'm hearing is going to be helpful for you as you're moving forward and as you're doing some of the different things that you're going to be doing in the next 6 months.
Great.
They're saying that as you learn to adjust that and as you learn to hear that, it's going to make it a little bit easier. For example, if you decide you're going to go and find another place and you're going to, you know, maybe purchase another place or something like that, by learning to adjust that frequency and by able to learn to trust that, to understand it, it's going to help you be able to move forward with more confidence within yourself.
I see.
And it's really coming through very strong today on the program, and I really feel that they're sharing that with you, because like you said, you're working on developing that, you're working on moving yourself forward, and that's going to be honored. And as you're doing that and learning how to come into rhythm, into sync, I don't know why they're showing using those two words with that, maybe it's because you'll understand that verbiage. They're saying as you learn to come into rhythm and into sync with that, it's going to help you as you start making some of these decisions. It's going to give you a little bit more peace.
Yeah, like I really knew the right answer.
Exactly. You need the guidance and the direction that's going to come, and you can hear from different people who will share, such as myself, who will share that information with you. But ultimately, you have to go with what you know inside of you to be the truth, to be the guiding and the leading that's actually there for you.
Wouldn't you call that a private place or like a private palace or something?
Yeah, kind of. It's your own little sacred space is what I call it. When we're in that place and when we're in that reality, it's our own little sacred. It's our own little sacred safe place. Our own little
house, or you know, like a mansion or something. It's almost like a house or something. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could get really comfortable there and stuff, I think that's is that how it is for you?
It is. It is very much so. I've had a conversation with some folks just recently because I do a lot of different ceremonial things. We do like earth ceremonies, moons, and, you know, that type of thing. And I've had a person say to me, it seems that you stay in that state of mind and in that place at all times. And it's because I know that we have to keep that sacred space. We have to keep that attuneness and we have to keep that awareness because things are changing around us so much and so quickly. So yeah, it's kind of like that special place that we have that we can be at any moment in time.
I guess the water would get fogged over, you know, or the city would just get fogged over. The water would become murky because without that, you can't really see well.
Exactly. And that's where, when you're at that place where you have found that is a place that's the right place for you, all of that cloudiness goes away. All of that confusion goes away. And all of a sudden, it's awareness. And you're sitting there and you're like, wow, I get it now. Now I know what so-and-so meant when they shared that bit of information and this, that, and the other thing. So, yeah, it's really, and they're saying it's really something that's going to be beneficial for you in the long run here as you learn this and as you start spending some time doing some quieting exercises and creating that sacred space.
Hey, well, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for your call. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I so enjoy talking to our callers. I so enjoy sharing the messages and sharing the insight as it comes through and the wisdom that the masters give us and our guides give us. There is somebody who has been calling in the angelic realm, and the angelic realm has been right there helping you and being there for you, and you're doubting it, and you're wondering, why is it that they're not there helping me? They are. They are very much there helping you. They are there very much a part of what's happening in your present world, in your present space. And they're saying that it's important for you to continue on that path, but also know that they're there for you. Also know that they're bringing the messages to you. Know that they are there and trust that. If you've called them, they're there. If you've asked for them to be there, to be a part of your life, know that they are there. Know that they are there. I have another energy coming in, and I don't know if this person is listening to the program or if not. I will definitely send you an email to tell you to connect and listen to the archive of this, because there is a message in this for you, Karen. This message is for you regarding your father. They're saying that his time is preparation to arrive home is happening very soon, that you need to get rest, that you need to be ready to be the strength. You need to be there to bring comfort to the rest of the family members who are not attuned and connected and aware and understanding of what's going on. You're not going to need to help them work and process through the grief. They're saying that as you move forward with this, it's going to be very hard, yes, to let go of your dad, but his time is for him to go is at hand, is what they're saying. The crossing is preparing, the grouping, the meeting, those that are going to, the celebration is being set. And they're saying it's nothing compared to the celebration that you had for them last summer, and the celebration of life and marriage and all of that that you did for your family. They're saying that pales to what is going to be there for him when he arrives home. They're saying that be there as a strength, be there as a comfort, and know that, yes, his time to go home and his time to arrive on the other side is being prepared. I have an email that has come in, and I'm going to kind of scan it real quick here. Someone is concerned about somebody who has an addiction to alcohol. It appears that they're going to be going to trial, and that I'm understanding it a little bit better now. There's the situation as it's unwrapping, and you're looking at the custody and the things that are going on with this. I was earlier communicating with this gal, and her question was about the custody, and I kept feeling that there was some type of addiction, and she is saying yes, and she's wanting to know if the how that custody is going to pan out. It feels like that this addiction is really going to be in the way and not be a favorable situation for the other party. For you, it's going to help you on your fight, on your battle for this custody. It's going to help you move forward in actually coming out on top of this situation. Your child is actually going to be able to be in a safe place, and the judge will see that and will understand that, and that this needs to be something that needs to be coming forward. Alcohol in the situation is not going to be healthy, and you need to present that in your case as you're preparing your case to go before the custody on that, whether it be the child's actual father or others in the household where the child will be, that you need to stand on the fact that this child needs to be in a safe environment, and where there is addiction, there is not safeness. There is not a place where he's going to have balance. It's not a place where he's going to have the ability to have stability. That this addiction that we were picking up and I was feeling when we were communicating through email the other day, they're definitely showing me that this is something that needs to seriously be brought forward and seriously needs to be considered in the case, is that this child needs to be in a place where the addiction situation is not affecting the child, and that is something that needs to be brought up before a judge. When you and your significant other or your ex, however you want to call them, discuss this, it's creating more of a negative vibration, and it's creating more of an atmosphere and more of a feeling of battlement. And you want to get off that battleground, and you want to put this into legal hands, because when you're dealing with, they're saying, when you're dealing with someone who is addictive tendencies, has addictive tendencies, that you're actually just talking to the addiction and not to the actual individual, that you're very much aware of that, but that they want to remind you of that so that you don't continue to spin your wheels. They want you to be able to move forward with this to create a stable, well-balanced, well-cared-for situation and place for this child. And you may look at this and you may be saying and thinking, but I know that I can't do that because of my situation as well. Then what you need to do is you need to open up an avenue of a place and a way that that can happen, whether it means you make some life adjustments and some changes yourself, but needing to help him to not be in a household where there is addictions going on, where there's an actual practice of that addiction happening. You need to be able to move forward with that, and you're going to have to take it before legal counsel is what I'm seeing. I don't see this getting settled outside of that. It could possibly be done through mediation. It could possibly be done through an organization. I'm seeing like an organization that you guys could sit down and have a mediator there that would help create what you need to have happen. They're definitely leading in you and guiding you into this in a manner of creating a safe haven, a safe place for this young man to be raised, to be able to have a safe, stable environment to be in. I'm also hearing a message to share with a woman who has lost her husband, and her husband is coming through and wanting me to tell her that she is looking for a sign. She is looking for something that he may have left for her to give her comfort within her heart. And he is telling her, I did not have time. I did not know. My passing came quickly. It came in a manner where I did not have time to give you or leave you a note or something. And he's saying, just know the love that you feel in your heart. Just know that the blessings that you feel within yourself when you connect with me and you think of me, know that this is my message to you. Know that this is my love being shared to you. Know that I am communicating with you in this manner. I have a father of a gentleman who passed. This gentleman, he feels like he's in his 30s. And this gentleman's father passed not too terribly long ago. I want to say within the past maybe 1 year to 2 years, and kind of in that window of time, which feels very frequent. And he's wanting me to share the message of how proud he is of you, how far you have come, and that you have really moved forward and stood tall and become a man who could be seen and appreciated with much pride. He's saying that he is very pleased with where you are at in your life. He's also saying that as you've sat back and you've questioned your spirituality since his passing, since his departure, that he wants you to be aware of that the tradition that you were brought up in is just that. It is a tradition. It is not necessarily the truth. To continue on your spiritual path and to continue on the road that you're on to try to gain more awakening and more awareness and more insight. He wishes that he would have been more open to this himself. He wishes he would have been more receptive to messages and more receptive to things that were going on in his own life and in his own space. Definitely a lot of, I'm feeling the energy that he's bringing forward is a lot of that energy of comfort, a lot of that energy of being a very proud parent for, feeling just, I want to say a job well done. You have done a job well done. You've helped your mother as she has processed through some of the grief of the loss. You've helped your brother also help through some of the grief of this loss. And he's wanting, I believe this may actually be the anniversary day of his passing. I'm not exactly positive, but there is a significance to today's date. There is a significance to what this date, it could be a birth, it could be that this date has a purpose. And he's saying that that is one of the ways that you're going to know that it is him. I'm also seeing a very fuzzy, large dog that's associated with this man as well. And he is saying that there's something about, he's saying something about how he knows it's been very hard to have to take on that extra burden, but he appreciates that as well. So apparently you have begun taking care of this animal that was left, and he's appreciating that as well. I'm hearing kitchen noises. I'm hearing what sounds like somebody may be working in a kitchen. Somebody may be working in a restaurant type of environment where there's a lot of clatter and a lot of noise. And they're saying that we're trying to communicate. We're trying to bring the message forward to this person who is in this environment, and that the noise and the clutter and the background sounds are drowning them out. If you are in a place of this, they're saying, if you are in this place where you feel like you're in a noisy kitchen, where you feel like the clutter and the clatter and all of the sounds of life going on around you are keeping you from hearing, then it's time for you to step back. It's time for you to kind of step away and take a breath. I'm really getting the feeling like whoever this message is for is, you're very much feeling like you're on a state and on a level of overwhelm, in a place of so much going on around you, so much happening, so much noise, so much activity, that it's been hard for you to even find time to take a breath. And they're saying it's time to step back. It's time to take a good step back and take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel your body again. Apparently you have gotten so overwhelmed, so overloaded that you have not been able to step back and take that breath. You've not been able to focus. You've not been able to get yourself and your bearings, even to know where you're at. There's times where you're functioning and you're doing and you're going and you're being, and you have to stop for a second and look to realize where you're at. It's kind of like you've gotten in your car and you've run 12 errands and you're sitting there thinking, where was I? Who am I? What am I doing? They're saying you need to take some time to step back, breathe, and focus and center. And don't worry, if you don't get everything done that you feel needs to be done, that's okay. Know that that's okay. It's going to get done in the time frame that it needs to be done and how it needs to be done. Stop pushing yourself so hard. Stop staying in that place of clutter. Stop staying in that place of, and I don't mean clutter as in stuff, but sound and noise and activity, and more of that type of vibrational clutter that's going on around you. They're saying move away from that. Give yourself a break from it. It feels like you could actually have, your household could actually become like a buzzing beehive at times where you have this kid in or that child in or this person visiting or that person visiting, and all of a sudden you realize that you've not had a moment of quiet to yourself. And that's where they're saying find those moments of quiet. Find those times of being able to shut yourself in, step back, move back, take a deep breath, spend some time within your own sacred space. Like we were talking about earlier when I was visiting with one of the callers, finding that sacred space, they're saying, find that quiet space, find that place that's just yours. Know that as you're going through the many things that you're going through and you're doing, yes, they're important to be done, and yes, they need done, but not to the point and not to the craziness that they're at right now. Find that sacred space. Find that quiet place. Find that space where you can say, and release and let go, and know that it's okay, and know that it's what doesn't get done now will get done later, and what does get, you can have accomplished now, you can celebrate the fact that it has been done. I've got a message for a woman. Her name is Sandy or Sandra. I'm not sure. I believe she goes by Sandy, but her real name is Sandra. They're wanting me to bring the message through to you that they have been trying to show you and reflectively give you the message of unconditional love that they are trying to show you, and they're trying to present to you the universal, the galactical energy of unconditional love, and that you're fighting it. That you're fighting against the energy that's being projected to you. And they're saying, we've gone so far as to show you love through representations, through symbols everywhere, but you don't see it for what it's worth. You're seeing it as, oh, isn't that a wonderful coincidence? Oh, isn't that amazing how that stone is shaped as a heart? Or isn't that amazing that, look, if you look at that cloud formation, it looks like somebody's got a big heart or some arms wrapped around. They're saying they are not coincidental situations. They are showing you these things so that you can become aware of the unconditional love that is being expressed towards you and is being shared with you, and that you can move forward by understanding that unconditional love. Listen to that. Listen to the words of it. Listen to the message of it. When you're out and about, and if you see, for example, a cloud with a heart shape cut into the clouds, maybe listen to the words that you hear. Maybe listen to the breeze. Listen to the voice that may be coming through to you through the air as it's blowing by. Listen to the words that might be in a song that's being played on a radio around you or near you. But hear that and become aware of that message of unconditional love, the blessing of that unconditional love that is being expressed to you right now. There is a person who has been asking for some guidance and for some leading into how to handle I'm seeing a farm, I'm seeing animals, and you're trying to find the leading and the guidance in how to handle the situation that you're actually in. It feels like someone came in and offered you help and got you back on your feet, did what they could to help change and to correct and to make the situation and make things work in a very blessed manner, and that you've sat back and have been so blessed by it and have been so empowered with this change, but it's also kind of put you in a place of being in over your head. And your guides want me to tell you that do not feel like you're in over your head, but go and speak to those that can be of help to you. Go and communicate, communicate, communicate is what I'm hearing. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Go and talk. Go and have a meeting with those that are involved. For example, it feels like you have a farm. It feels like you have possibly some dairy animals on this farm. And you're kind of at a place of the finances are really tough and really tight. So they're saying, go and talk to those who have been lenders. Go and talk to those who have helped you secure financial strength. And they will continue to be of help to you, but that you need to communicate, communicate, communicate. They're saying, if you sit there and don't communicate and you just allow things to keep going further and further down the tubes, down the pike, so to speak, you're then going to catch yourself in a state of being in a really bad place. They're saying you need to communicate. You need to feel the liberty and the freedom. Take the liberty and the freedom to go and talk. Go and communicate. Get ideas. Hear suggestions. Pick up the message. Hear the message. Also, you need to, they're really reiterating that communicate, communicate, communicate. Go and talk. If you keep it not, if you feel like I don't want to go out and sound like I'm whining, and I don't want to go out and sound like I'm begging for somebody to help me, or that I'm a whiner, no. That's not what you're doing. You've been in a place and in a situation where help was given to you, and unfortunately that help also put you in a place of a binding and extra expenses, extra financial burdens. And they're saying, but if you communicate with those that have helped, and those in like a lending institution and or maybe some financial advisors or those that could help you on the market of, because I feel like you have dairy animals. It feels like you have dairy cows, maybe a dairy farm. But if you go and talk to those who can help you make the proper decisions on how to handle certain things, that's going to help you as well. Communication is key. Having a communication and keeping that communication channel open is really, really important for you. Feeling a change in the energy as we're visiting, and I'm feeling some guides are coming forward and they're wanting me to share a message across to the listeners that when you face a point in time where you feel like you're on overwhelm and you're on overload, simply turn to your guides. Simply ask for the angels to help. Simply go and seek that counsel of the wisdom of the ancients and of the masters. They're saying don't allow these things to run your life. Don't give them the power. Don't give them yourself, but learn how to focus. Learn how to move through. Learn how to operate within that window and know that you're going to be blessed. Your life is going to be blessed in such an abundance and in such an awareness that if we could all just, they're saying if you could just see what they can see. It's kind of like sitting here looking at the computer and knowing that on the other side of the screen is all of the technology that's making this happen, and that with that knowledge there, that's what's bringing the picture forward, the big picture forward. They're saying if you knew what was going on behind the scenes, if you knew what they were doing, if you knew the direction that this was heading, that then you would then become aware of it and it would be more peaceful for you. It would be more of an awareness for you. It would be more of a healing for you to be able to connect with that and understand it and move forward with it. I have a young child that has recently injured their foot, and I'm hearing that we all need to send healing love and light energy to this healing, and that this is something that this family needs to do with this child. Send healing love and light to the child. Don't sit there and have arguments of, see, I told you so, or why didn't this person pick that up, or why didn't that person pick that up? You should have just known, you should have just this, you should have just that. Let that go is what they're saying, and bring in healing, love, and light for that child for a speedy recovery. Their bones can mend faster than adults, and they're saying allow that the opportunity, allow that the privilege to heal. And stop the pointing of fingers, and stop the craziness that's within this, and to be honest, what I'm hearing is that the injury actually was able to manifest itself, and this child was actually affected by this because of the negative vibration that was set in the environment around this child. I know there's those that are hearing this that are questioning, how can that be so? What I'm feeling and what I'm hearing is when this child went to the doctor the first time, that the first doctor you saw had said, no, there's nothing wrong, it's just a sprain, and things, you know, need a little bit of time to heal. And then you followed up with another doctor because there was that instance of, but go ahead and talk to a child doctor on this, a bone specialist on this, something along that lines. And when you went and spoke to them, that's when they were able to find these little hairline fractures. And they're saying it's because of the body's wanting to heal, but because of the stress and the trauma that was being created in the environment, it then allowed the negative to manifest, is what they're showing me. That the stress and the fear and the anxiety and the vibration of, see, I told you so, and the vibration of doubt and fear overcame this whole situation. So you want to change that atmosphere. You want to change that way of thinking. You want to change that space and bring in love, light, and healing for this child. This child, so that they can heal and mend quickly and properly, and in divine order, and in a manner that's going to be peace and love, and not in an environment of stress and more trauma. It's more trauma that's being added on an emotional level as well. This is creating, they're saying, this is creating a window, and this is creating a pattern and a way for this child to look and say, see, I know, and I this is all that ever comes, and this will be carried on throughout their lives, and they're going to begin to pattern the adults and their way of reacting to things and seeing things and understanding things as they're coming forward. They're saying, move beyond that. Movement more into love, move more into healing, and yes, do what is necessary and needed to protect and to care for this child, but also realize that a negative vibration can open the door and can open the windows of this, making it a little bit worse than it really is. That's what the message was they were sharing with me on that. I'm going to assume that the listener who's hearing that is able to connect with that and understand what the meaning of that is and what that message is. To me, it's a little bit confusing, but I know that for who that is for, that they understand and they know because they're living in that environment, and they are in that environment, and they are experiencing that environment. There is someone whose significant other is overseas serving in the military, and you are very concerned about this person's welfare and well-being. You've not heard from them for a little bit, and they are wanting me to bring forward the message of letting you know that this person is fine and that they are actually in a place where they are unable to communicate at this time, but that they are fine. Do not move into fear, because when you move into fear, you can open up the door for non-protection to take a hold. So continue to stand firm in the knowledge and in the understanding that this person is fine, that they're okay. They're just unable to communicate at this time. They're just unable to call out. They're unable to connect with you, and it's not because they're in danger or in harm. They're just in a place where they're unable to do that. As you move forward in your everyday life and as you begin to process and to be and to do the things that come into your path, move forward with that with love. Move forward with that with light. Move forward with that with healing. Because as you do that, then there is no room and there is no place for fear. There is no room and no place for anger. There is no room and no place for ego or pride. And as you move forward, then you can become stronger. Then you can become more powerful in your walk and in your reality of your own personal reality of within time and space. That message in particular is for a group of people. It is for many who are going through different situations and are in different places within their own lives. They're saying, stand firm on what you know, move forward with love. That unconditional love is coming forward again during the program, learning to love ourselves. And also I'm hearing a message that if you're wanting to enter into a relationship with someone and that person is not able to love themselves and not able to have a relationship within their own space and within their own reality, they're not going to be able to project that love energy back for you and to you and into that relationship because they are not able to love themselves yet. So when you're doing work and you're spending the energy into finding that person and that perfect relationship, or you're or working on your own place within that relationship, know that as you begin to develop your own self-love, then you are able to bring love to a relationship. Then you are able to share love within the relationship because of the unconditional love that you carry within yourself that's also reflective to yourself. Then it's able to be experienced, shared, and reflected. I'm not getting the word, but I'm seeing it just kind of flowing out to other people. It's just being projected and given to others because that awareness within yourself of that unconditional love, of that love within yourself being able to then project out into your relationships, whether this be romantic relationships or whether this be relationships with coworkers or friends or significant others. Bosses, fellow employees, that type of thing. And as you build that, that's when that unconditional love is able to spring forward and move forward, creating and bringing you into a place of a healthy relationship. Well, as I'm looking at the clock, I see that we're coming and approaching the top of the hour once again. This time just goes so fast during the programs. I just feel like there's so much more that could be shared and just so much more guidance and wisdom that would love to be shared with some of our listeners. And I want to invite you to go to acrosstheveil.ning.com because there are times that I will enter some of those that come in and I'll leave them in there in the blog posts for people to go in and read and see if there's a message that's there specific for them. Don't put in www, just enter acrosstheveil.ning.com, and that gives you access to that. If you wanted to talk to me and you had a subject maybe that you didn't feel was appropriate for the radio, go ahead and send me an email at april@whitewolfapril. I don't mind answering your brief, quick questions and helping give a little bit of guidance and insight as they come to me from the masters or from your guides or from the angels as we work and we work towards the end result of bringing you blessings and hope and encouragement. Also, check out my website, whitewolfapril.com. And until we get a chance to be together again, remembering I am on BBS Radio Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, until we're able to begin to be together again, may your life be blessed. May you walk forward with love, light, and healing. And until we come together again, be blessed.